The eight countries of the Arctic Council gathered this week in Finland for the meeting they hold once every 2 years. In the end, all eight nations signed a short ministerial statement reaffirming their commitment to peace and cooperation. But as Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports, two major issues loomed over this meeting that pull at the seams of Arctic unity.
Arctic Council meetings have always ended with a long declaration. The one signed in Fairbanks in 2017 had 46 points, acknowledging shared goals and concerns. But this year, the countries couldn't reach a unanimous agreement on a declaration. The holdout was U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
The Trump administration shares your deep commitment to environmental stewardship.
But Pompeo objected to what the document said about climate change, according to multiple news outlets. The document wasn't made public, though the Finnish minister issued a statement saying most of the countries agreed climate change is a fundamental challenge and affirmed the Paris Agreement to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Pompeo, in a speech to the Arctic Council, dismissed the value of collective goals.
They're rendered meaningless, even counterproductive, as soon as one nation fails to comply.
I don't think it's any great state secret that that the crux of the impasse was how much of the declaration would reference climate change specifically.
Senator Lisa Murkowski spoke to reporters in Washington after returning from the Arctic Council meeting. At least, she says, the countries signed a short statement. It was a one-pager listing broad goals.
It was not the declaration, I think, that many of us had hoped, but that does not suggest that there was not extraordinary work that went into that.
Murkowski says the warming climate and shrinking sea ice are clearly transforming the Arctic, opening it to new competitors and making the work of the Council more challenging.
The reality is that things are changing, and they are changing in a dynamic way, and some would say in an aggressive way in terms of timing. It's moving very quickly.
Besides climate change, the other issue looming over this meeting was national security. The Arctic Council purposely excludes security and defense from its mission. But Secretary Pompeo raised it in Finland with a speech suggesting Russia and China's increased activity in the Arctic could pose a threat. Murkowski says it may be time for the Arctic Council to expand its mission, but she likes the current focus on things like food security, environment, education, and search and rescue. As she often says, 4 million people live in the Arctic.
And as soon as the conversation about national security comes in, it literally sucks the air out of the room for everything else.
After the Arctic Council meeting, Murkowski attended the Munich Security Conference. Next, it's on to Shanghai for a different Arctic conference. And at the end of the month, another Arctic trip. May, Murkowski says, is all about the Arctic. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.